I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we're very happy to welcome back to our studios for, I'm not sure how many times you two have been here, the brothers Burn Mountain, Ryan and Jesse Dermody. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to be here.
Lovely to see you, and you have a brand new album out called Blue Spruce. Really nice album. You recorded it in your very own studio out in the woods, and we'll be talking about that a little bit. And in the meantime, let's hear a tune. What do you want to get started with?
This is called Lord of Night. It's the first track on the album.
Lord of Night, thanks for the cold so we can know the warmth, the light, and the glow of our fire. Lord of Dark, thanks for the dark in our shadow that leads and follows where we go like a choir.
The Brothers Burn Mountain, live from Studio A, and that's the tune that opens their latest album, Blue Spruce. That is Lord of Night. And I'm glad you started with that one because it already answers a question that I had. Was you have many special guests on this album, and it's very atmospheric, and part of that is, you know, the contributions on that first track. Ryan Young of Trampled by Turtles does some really nice stuff on there. So I was curious about how you translate that when it's just the two of you. And the answer, it seems to be, is you translate it just fine. You do,
Thank you.
but really, lovely, lovely contributions from him and other people. So was that something that you always planned to do, or did you just kind of hear it when you were writing the songs? Did you think, hey, it would be cool if Ryan Young could be on this song?
Well,
how did that work?
That time I actually heard strings are... you know, some orchestral strings in the song after we had already recorded most of the song. And then I thought, well, who could we ask to help us out on that? And went through our Rolodex of fiddle players and violin players, and yeah, Ryan was at the top of the list for who we'd ask. And he said yes, and we had him out to the studio, and it was just great.
Wonderful. And Colleen's on that one, too. Colleen Myrie, that you go back a long way with her, another local musician. So did she? How many songs is she on this one? I guess it's on here, but...
She's on three songs mm-hmm. on the album. Yeah, mm-hmm. that one, and then a couple others. I don't have the time, which we might end up playing today.
Okay, yeah.
That one, too. She does really beautiful backing vocals.
She's a really nice weapon to have in your arsenal.
She has really good lead vocals, too, yeah, by the way. She's her own singer-songwriter in her own right.
Yeah, she absolutely is. And I think the three of you often collaborate on shows and such. So yeah. If you haven't seen that combination of performers, I highly recommend that. And there's even horns on the album. Tell me about that. Is that another thing you heard and thought, who do I get?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I heard some horns, kind of like I hear phantoms when I'm in the studio of other instrumentation. And then I thought, well, who could fill that in for us? And I thought of Big Wave Dave and the Ripples. Their horn section is just really, really great, really back grooving and funky. And they're into jazz and, you know, that kind of realm of music. And I ended up asking Matt Wasmond from that band, from Big Wave Dave and the Ripples. And then Dave himself jumped in on the trumpet too, and yeah, it was a lot of fun to have him up to the studio. We've never had horns on any of our songs before, and it was just kind of special to hear that added on there.
Yeah, when I heard it, I thought I don't think I've heard them do horns before, and that sounds great. Well, and so this is I believe the first album that you've done at your home studio. Is that right?
That's true. Yes.
And yeah. And how do you say the name?
D'Armada.
D'Armada.
It's the original Gaelic pronunciation of our last name, Dermody.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And you two have carved out your own little paradise in the woods north of Duluth somewhere, right?
Yeah, we're right up near Cotton, and we got about 20 acres of wild woods, and we're surrounded by millions of other acres. You know, neighbors who bird watchers are big up there.
Is it near the
Saxon Bog?
That's it. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
We're right on the corner of it.
Yeah. Nice. I've never been up that way. I gotta get up there and look at some birds one of these days. You're off the grid, right? Including the studio.
Yes.
Now, how does that work in the wintertime? Is that
we for the most part we heat with wood stoves,
mm-hmm.
And then. Yeah, we do solar power at one of our buildings, and then the others, sometimes we'll use a generator to recharge the battery bank during the winter when there's not much for sunlight, mm-hmm. being in Minnesota with mm-hmm. the short days and everything.
So if you want to do sessions in the wintertime at the studio, you just got to turn on the generator sometimes.
Got to start up. Somebody's got to go outside into the cold and start up the old Honda generator. Draw straws for that. It's negative 40.
Well, and you each have your own cabin up there, and you're building a guest cabin, and I'm so impressed that you've done the work, most of the work yourselves. I've been watching the progress on Facebook. It's fascinating. That's wonderful. So, Ryan, it's kind of interesting for a band that, you know, I think of you as just such a great live band, and you do, you know, a lot of rhythmic stuff, a lot of energetic stuff, but it kind of seems like you're into the studio as well, like the stuff that you can do in the studio.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I'm really, any record that I listen to, I really just, I wonder who's the producer and how did they get that sound, and I'm always questioning, you know, what sounds we can get into our own recordings. I'm pretty, I just love, Daniel Lenoir.
He's
a big influence mm-hmm. for me with that. He can work microphones and microphone placements, and just his technique, it fascinates me to almost an obsession.
Well, and I can hear that in, you know, this album, as I said, is so atmospheric, and some of the guitar that you do. You do that kind of guitar that is, it's not flashy, it's just enough, and it's, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's
so
accurate?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And it's very expressive to what you're doing.
Yeah. And then there's just all the local great musicians around here that influence us for that very same reason, like the sparsity, making every note count. There's mm-hmm. a lot to learn from local musicians around here, too, because there's so many good ones around.
Well, and just looking at the, you know, all the people that you have on here, one thing that's great about this music scene is people are so collaborative, and, you know, you need horns to come in, you can just call somebody up and say, hey, would you be willing to do this? And chances are they're going to say yes.
Lucky us. We feel lucky for that,
yeah,
for sure.
So you're building that guest cabin, and I think I saw somewhere that that's because you're hoping to have musicians come stay up there and to record them. Have you done that yet?
Yes, yes, we have. We don't. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
Jesse.
I actually just like a week ago, I actually finished the thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was a happy day. It's been about a year and a half of just plucking away. And we're gonna have this winter. We'll have some bands up to record. Gives us a little leeway having a guest cabin on top of everything for room, you know.
Well, and then like some community, even though you're kind of out in the woods, to, you know, have people to hang out with for a bit. And
right on.
Yeah.
That's it. That must be nice. And then they go away and you get your solitude back again.
Yeah, that's good too.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
This is called Tender Aim. It's the second track on the album. For a sleepless night, I rolled around the thought that held your name. The sound of rain beats on the roof with such a clear and tender aim. If I could match my heart's desire in words so clear and plain, why can't leave but dare not stay in words so clear and plain. It goes away with what we say if we say it just right. It's not too much attention. Just a breath and we could die. That's how fragile is the star. Keeps us lit and keeps us near. Together but not at war.
The Brothers Burn Mountain live from Studio A, and another tune from their new album, Blue Spruce. And anything you can tell us about that one, the origin of that one, Ryan?
Yeah, it's a love song.
I was guessing that.
Beyond that, I don't know how much. Is there anything you want to add to it?
I don't know. It's just, the give and take, the different sorts of blissful pain that come with being close with somebody you really love, and happened to be raining the day that we recorded that, so the rain kind of made it into the lyrics too, and into the sounds, I would say.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And I think you saw you or heard you or read you. I get information from various sources, so I can't remember where I find things but or hear things. But, you know, you were talking about how, you know, so you kind of have this settled place. You used to record in cabins in various places and you used to do a little bit more traveling than you do now, right? And has having this, how does having kind of this home place, how does that affect what you do musically? And
I think it's had an overall positive effect, and it's grounded us a little more and made our lives a little less scattered, therefore everything inside of us a little firmer. I don't know. We play less shows, though we still play out a lot. But it was kind of insane before, and we were kind of almost had to live out of our truck because we were so far out, you know, and playing so many shows far out. And now we play mostly in the Midwest, Minnesota mm-hmm. and Wisconsin and Iowa and North Dakota. Yeah.
Now that you're done with the guest cabin, are you still working on stuff on the property, or is that freeing you up a little bit to maybe do some other stuff?
Personally, I have to work with my hands every day mm-hmm. just to not go loony. It's very therapeutic for me. Yeah, so I'm always, I think both of us are always putzing.
So it will constantly be being in the state of improvement.
Yes, it's a never-ending project.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It looks like a lovely, lovely place. So tell me about writing the songs for this. The album took a couple years. Did you have a lot of these songs for all that time, or are some of them newer? Any difference between that?
Well, geez. This is an oddball way of doing it for us. I don't know why. It took us extra long to finish each song, and usually we're kind of almost snappy with it, or have been in the past, and maybe, you know, inviting the guest musicians, that extra help took us a little extra time, and I don't know. We recorded about 40 songs as well, and thought about putting out a double album for a while, but that would have been insane, and it definitely would not be done by now.
And so, are some of those songs keepers though? Or are they in the rotation, and maybe?
Yeah, they might. A couple of them might make it onto the next album.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is coming around already. Even though we're here promoting the new album that came out 3 weeks ago. There's another one. Yeah.
That never surprises me anymore, because almost every time I have an artist in here, they're like, yeah, we just put that out. Yeah, we're getting ready for the next one. You know, because I think creative people are constantly moving forward, and that's what you do, is you create. So if you're lucky and you have that inspiration, you kind of got to follow it, I would think.
Yeah, then you're, as an artist, you're alive. You know, that's a good sign, I think, to always have something in the works.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone through periods where it wasn't as easy, where that creativity, you were grasping for it, or has it always come when you needed it?
You know, it almost seems like it's most difficult when the end product is a little better. Just because there's a little more tension in the air, a little more intensity, and it's like the difficulty that you really hope for when you're creating. And then it's almost a little too easy when things aren't quite as accurate creatively, and they might seem like they're good. Then you can pretty much count on them not being so hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes a little struggle, good things come out of that, for sure. But then do you ever get those songs that are like a bolt out of the blue, that, like, if you've been struggling, a lot of people talk about, you know, you struggle with something and then boom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like a levee breaking.
Mm-hmm.
You're just getting that resistance, and it's building and building and building. Then finally, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, mm-hmm. It just comes out in a flourish.
Mm-hmm. Are there any on this album that kind of felt that way, or?
Yeah, quite a lot of them mm-hmm. Happen that way, and it would usually be very early in the morning. I had a routine where I'd wake up before dawn, and then, you know, work the song, and then I'd give Jesse a text message across our property to say, hey, can you get those drums set up? Lickety split, can we lay this down? And a lot of that happened on quite a few of them.
I love the text message. You've ruined my image of with a can and string that stretches from property to property. You know, that. You know, I thought you might be more lo-fi. I love that, though.
We have a carrier pigeon on our property. We'll send it back and forth.
All right. Well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
This is called We Scintillate, and it's the third track on the album.
So if we kept you here the rest of the afternoon, we'd hear the whole album.
We might just do it in succession.
You know, we got more time, so. Those are the Brothers Burn Mountain live from Studio A, another one from that new album of theirs, Blue Spruce. Very lovely album, and sounds like you're already working on the next one, so I'm assuming that's... And this just came out like a month ago, right?
Right, yeah. Somehow it made its way out. It was a lot of all-nighters at the end there, to be honest with you.
Were you under a deadline? You had a deadline for yourselves?
We set a deadline because mm-hmm. we knew if we didn't, it would take a long, long time more to come, and we wanted to be, you know, have some closure on this batch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's something that is hanging out there is going to keep eating at you until... All right, well, thank you so much, Ryan and Jesse Dermody, the Brothers Burn Mountain, and they have that new album, Blue Spruce. Always great to have the two of you here in the studio.
It's great to come here. Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen and John Hino, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs.